Subheading: The Anger of God is Brought to a Finish. Satan is not the only God to come down in great anger. Jehovah, the God of gods, is fully capable of expressing his wrath and executing judgment against the gods themselves. History records that thousands of original Christians were killed by their persecutors, including Stephen, James, Peter, Paul, and perhaps others of the apostles as well. It is these martyred Christians who, at the opening of the fifth seal, are depicted as saying, "Until when, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, are you refraining from judging and avenging our blood upon those who dwell on the earth?" And a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little while longer until the number was killed also of their fellow slaves and their brothers, who were about to be killed as they also had been. God's purpose is accomplished by the killing of the remaining holy ones during the short period of time after Satan is cast down. The 15th chapter of Revelation reveals another great sign in heaven, showing seven angels with seven bowls full of the anger of God. But before the angels pour out their bowls upon the world, John envisions what seemed to be a glassy sea mingled with fire, and those who come off victorious from the wild beast and from its image and from the number of its name standing by the glassy sea, having harps of God. And they are singing the song of Moses, the slave of God, and the song of the Lamb. Those who come off victorious from the wild beast and from its image and from the number of its name are all of the holy ones who had been on earth prior to Satan being cast down. They are victorious in that they do not compromise their integrity to God during the time when the beast endeavors to coerce everyone to worship its image, even upon pain of death. Evidently, that is why the beast wages war with them and kills them, because they refuse to worship the beast. The series of plagues poured out upon the world are not mere announcements of coming acts of vengeance, but are symbols of the actual judgments executed against the devil and his world. Furthermore, it is evident that there are no more holy ones upon the earth at the time the angels pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath. They are all in heaven, singing the song of Moses, thus completely fulfilling what was foreshadowed by Moses' own portentous death and subsequent appearance in the vision of the Transfiguration. God's anger will be ignited by the murder of his sons, and Jehovah will not be appeased until the devil's world is no more. That is why vengeance comes upon the world in the outpouring of the seven plagues. For example, the pouring out of the third bowl is for the express reason of avenging the blood of his servants. Revelation 16:4-6 reads, "And the third one poured out his bowl into the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel over the waters say, 'You, the one who is and who was, the loyal one, are righteous, because you have rendered these decisions, because they poured out the blood of holy ones and of prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve it.'"